podcast.
You weren't listening. Okay. And you remember how the Lord shut the lion's mouths?
Yes.
He shut your...
My congested lungs.
Your congested esophagus.
Yeah. I was wearing a church camp shirt.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Tucked In Tea podcast. Sad to say, Alex is gone. So you're stuck with me. Oh, hey, he's back. It's not just me. I'm kidding. Thank goodness for your sakes. Yes, this is the Tucked In Tea podcast. Alex is joining us today. Hey, Alex.
Hey, welcome to the pod, Trent.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Should we address some big issue?
Yeah, so maybe some of you were only expecting Trent to have the pod to himself today. Because if you follow us on Instagram, I posted yesterday saying that it was not coming out.
It just wasn't.
So we're making it work today, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm feeling better.
Feeling good.
If you guys don't follow us on Instagram. We didn't record the weekend because we were pretty busy. We didn't expect it to be. And then it just like kind of became busy.
Yeah.
And then we would have recorded Monday and just posted Monday, but I was feeling pretty
sick. Not good.
Yeah. And so, though, I'm feeling good today, though. Better. I wouldn't say good. But I'm feeling better.
I'm proud of Alex. You know, he sets a good example here in the office, the Tucked In Tea office. He really just, he's a go-getter. He doesn't quit. And he's back in today, back in the hot seat, the podcast chair.
Yes, hey, and I put my slacks on the same way you do. One leg at a time.
Oh, I do too.
Exactly.
Anyway, welcome back. It's Tuesday.
Welcome back. You know what? We're just doing Tuesdays now.
Welcome back. Just like every other Tuesday, we're here.
So honestly, by the time you're listening to this, it's probably even Wednesday or it's
you're right
because we're recording this on Tuesday at later in the afternoon. And so, you're probably listening on Wednesday, not used to it. Again, we apologize, but
hey, variety is the spice of life.
I hope that we're the only thing that gives you a source of joy in the week.
What?
I hope you can find joy on Mondays some other way.
Yes. I thought you said, I hope we were the only way.
Oh, no.
I hope we're the only way you ever are happy. Which is far from true.
No way. That can't be true. So, yeah. I'm feeling okay, though. I went to the doc. I was in urgent care for guess how long?
Well, I heard a little birdie told me.
Oh, but, little bird.
An hour and a half.
Double that.
Oh, my. I think we need to take him back right now. No, someone told me you were in there for 4 hours?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. So almost 3 hours. No, not almost. Over 3 hours of waiting and then an hour about being back there.
Well, walk me through the waiting. You just got there and they're like, was it busy?
Yeah, there's a lot of people and they had one doctor.
Oh, yikes.
And so I get it.
That'll do it.
But I'm hearing her tell people when they're walking in. First off, she didn't tell me how long it would be. But people are coming after me. She's like, it'll be about 45 minutes, about an hour. I'm like, I've been here for 2 hours by now.
Hmm.
And so, yeah. I was very, I wasn't. Time kind of just flew, you know? I was very bored for a little bit, but I rotate from being on my phone to, like, sleeping to just watching people. There's a guy who's watching videos on his phone out loud.
Oh, that's funny.
And so I'd watch, and I'd kind of, like, count kind of how long it'd take for him to laugh out loud, because sometimes he'd laugh out loud, or I'd just watch his face. That's kind of weird, huh?
No, people watching's fun.
Yeah, I love people watching. Anyway.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so...
Poor doctor.
I know. She seemed pretty stressed whenever she came in there. So I was like, hey, it's okay. Don't worry. Don't worry about little old me.
I'm only dying.
I'm not gonna go anywhere. Well, I might. No, but...
But I'm going to heaven. Where would you go?
Yeah, and so she got saved right there.
Well, I'm glad they did get to see you eventually.
Yes, yeah, so they gave me some medicine.
The medication of dedication.
Yes. I said, hey, you've got to want it.
You got to want it.
If you don't strive to be better, you're not doing anything.
You're doing nothing. How bad do you want it?
So basically, whenever I cough this episode, that's me laughing because I don't think I'm going to be able to laugh.
Yeah, so when he coughs, just substitute laughter in your mind.
So maybe I'll just clap whenever I cough.
What? I don't think that would help at all. Oh, that's your laugh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
That works.
But yeah, that was just my past couple of days. I've been kind of bedridden. Man. And so it like started on Friday, but like a very casual kind of thing, you know?
Just a casual cold.
But seriously, like I was still doing stuff. I went out, played some pickleball. It was fine. I did fine. I rode some scooters downtown again with some friends.
Wow.
And like it was not bad. Like it was like, okay, I should probably start doing it. I have some asthma. Uh-oh, embarrassing. So I was doing my inhaler and stuff like that. So,
really?
Yeah. Well, it's just because it was like,
oh, man.
That's just like precautionary stuff, you know? Because I was like, I don't want this to get bad, you know?
I want this to get formal.
I don't want to have to miss things over this.
It's casual. We don't want it formal now.
Exactly. Let's keep it strictly
casual.
Yeah.
I almost developed into business casual.
I'm not putting on any slacks. Then Saturday, it just got a little bit worse, and so I was supposed to preach on Sunday night, and so I took Saturday pretty easy because I was like, I gotta be better. I woke up Sunday, and it was worse. I went to church in the morning, and almost as soon as I got there, I was like, why did I come? Like, I feel horrible. So I basically left right there.
What?
Yeah, and I just came back, and I rested. And I was supposed to preach on Sunday night. And, well, for class, this was like a thing I had to do for class, was to like go out and preach somewhere at another church. So this church was an hour and a half away. And in my head, I was really like debating. I was like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, it was only 15 minutes. And so I was like, I think I could. It's an hour and a half away. I had to travel. It's, you know, it's all this stuff. And I'm like, well, I don't know what else I'd be able to do it. Like, if I didn't do it this Sunday, then I wouldn't get this assignment done. And so I went ahead and we traveled an hour and a half, which that car ride was pretty rough.
Really?
Yeah. And so like my body kind of feels like I was like just waiting for this 15 minutes. And so like building up, and I get up there and I preach. And fun fact, didn't even cough once. Somehow,
you know, the Lord, and you remember how the Lord shut the lion's mouths?
Yes,
he shut your
congested lungs,
your congested esophagus.
Yeah, and so I'm thankful for that. And it was a good time, I had a good time preaching, and I feel like I was able to do so in a way that was clear. And so I just pray that the Lord did something there because it wasn't for me, I'll tell you that.
That's awesome.
And so after that, though, my body was like, okay, well, we made it. And it shut down. I felt
I believe so bad.
I felt absolutely awful. We went out to Pizza Hut afterwards.
Oh, why did you do that?
Well, the pastor took us out. Okay. So it was very kind, very nice. And I had three other guys with me. And I was going to be like, guys, can we just go?
Yeah.
So I went there and I had a Sprite for my tummy.
Nice.
And which I don't like Sprite, but hey.
You know what's funny? Last episode, you said you weren't going to drink soda anymore. In this episode, you're confessing that you had soda. But I think it's excusable.
Have a little soda for thy stomach's sake.
That's right.
That's what Paul said.
So you kind of use like your last reserved energy to to preach, and then your body said, "Yeah, we're done."
Uh-huh.
It was almost like adrenaline. And it stopped.
I guess something like that. It was crazy.
Not adrenaline, but you
know. So on the drive back, I lay down in the back and I just
on top of the three other guys or
no, we were driving a van.
Okay.
And so I was in the very back and I was just laying down and I couldn't even sleep though because I was so uncomfortable.
Wow.
Coughing,
I'm sorry.
And stuff like that.
I hope you feel better right now.
Yeah, I feel better because of the medicine.
Good.
I think without the medicine, I'd just be a useless sack of potatoes.
Well, there's always,
coughing sack of potatoes.
Even a sack of potatoes has a use. Actually, a lot of uses. There's a lot of uses for potatoes. Let it be known, there's a tissue box right now next to Alex today. Just so everyone knows that. So he's prepared for the worst.
Yeah, bloody nose and all.
And ready for the best.
I'm always ready for the best.
That's right.
Stay ready.
You gotta strive. You strive for it. How bad do you want it?
You've gotta want it.
So, Alex, this past week, let's see, a few things happened.
Oh, you talk about the olden days, huh? Before I was
the like old this. Days.
Before yeah. I was like this,
the glory days. Yeah, some would say.
For a second today, earlier today, when I had took some medicine, I was like coughing. I was like, "This is what it's like to not cough every 5 seconds." So, like, I was just like literally basking, and then I just started praying. I was like, "Thank you, God." Oh. Modern medicine. Anyway,
that's okay. A blessing.
Go ahead.
So this last week, I feel like there's something that happened on Monday that I was supposed to tell you about, but I don't remember what it was. Did we hang out Monday?
Did you have PT?
No, I did PT Wednesday, and I have to tell you about that too. But I'm gonna start with PT actually. Sorry.
Okay.
I feel like there was definitely something else that happened, but I can't remember. But I did some more physical therapy this last week, and I already kind of talked to you about it, but I had a different trainer or therapist, not trainer, therapist this week.
Okay.
Really nice young guy. He teaches at a college over here.
Okay.
And so he was super cool, and he had me doing some crazy stuff. Like, I have to admit, I was going into this physical therapy session. I was like, okay, if this doesn't help, it's over. Like, I was like, I'm not coming back, because I really didn't feel like I was having anything beneficial. It's kind of like I went in, they rubbed my neck a little bit, and I was like, okay, and here's my money. Here's my pocketbook. Here's my billfold. And so
take what you need. Keep that for yourself.
And then, so I was in there kind of critical, and I was really thinking I was done. Then there's this new young guy, and man, he was fun. He was a cool guy. I did the normal exercises, and he's like, let's get crazy. He's like, I don't know, should I go crazy? I don't know. And I was like, let's do it. He said, oh, I love it. Let's do it. And so he like started doing some fun stuff. He had me stand on a upside, like a half exercise ball thing, but upside down to where the flat part would be up, and I was kind of standing on top of a half ball, so I had to balance.
Oh,
does
yeah.
that make sense?
Yeah, I could imagine.
And it was right next to a counter. Now, I wasn't holding on to the counter, but on the counter was these little imagine bowls, like upside down bowls, but they're the colored things that you hit when the color shines.
Oh, almost and like so, a Simon Says kind of thing.
Exactly. And so they shone in green, blue, red, and yellow. But only thing I did was hit red ones with my right hand, blue ones with my left hand. I didn't touch any other ones.
Wow.
But I was standing on one leg on this exercise ball, and I did it for like 30 seconds. I just went boom, 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 boom. So my highest was about 37, I think, in 30 seconds. So I was pretty happy with that.
Remind me, are you there for some mental issue?
I don't know, honestly. I don't know what about my neck that was helping, but it was so
like,
fun.
Is he coding your brain into fixing your neck?
I think just because of like the concussion stuff, he was making sure my brain was still
cognizant. Yeah.
Peak, I don't know. And so I did that a couple times. It was a lot of fun. I didn't feel like it was therapy. It felt like a youth rally game.
Yeah.
But then he had me stand on this little wobble board where I had to, you know, balance. And I was looking straight. And on my left-hand side was, he was there with a little, like, triangle throwing stick, which that sounds really weird. But imagine a little ball, but it has three pokey things coming out of it that almost make a triangle. So, like, here, here, and here. I don't know how to.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mercedes-Benz logo. That's what it was.
All right. Maybe, like, a slingshot?
Yeah, but they're pretty long. Like, I don't know how to extract, but yeah, you got the idea.
Yes.
Then on my right-hand side was one of the lady helpers there, and she had a football. So I was facing forward, and I was supposed to turn my neck and catch the thing from him, throw it back, while I'm like bouncing on this little wobble board, and then turn the other way, just not my body, but just my neck, and catch the football, throw it back, and I just kept doing that over and over again. I was like, I don't know if this is helping, but this is so much fun.
The NFL combine over
I felt,
here.
I was happy with how I performed. And I was like, I'm thankful that, you know, the Lord put me in a family that we did sports growing up so I wouldn't have to be embarrassed dropping everything.
Oh, man. I didn't think about that. Imagine if you had never played sports before.
I'm like, okay, I'll try.
I can't even. All right. Can you do all this at once? Okay. Balance and catch.
So, thank you, Mom and Dad.
So yeah, he's throwing this thing, and you just had to just catch it.
Catch it, throw it back, football, boom. It was like bang, bang, boom, 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 boom. It was just right after the other. And I don't know if it helped, but it sure was fun.
Just makes you forget about your dick.
Pretty much. And then he did the whole massage thing, and boy, it's still, I still feel it.
Really?
Like, it was the best. Yeah. So I scheduled my next visit because he's only there one day a week. So I scheduled it for tomorrow. No. So this Wednesday, I'll go in tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I hope he's going to be there.
Hey, maybe I'll go in with you. I need my own little massage.
Let's do it. Anyway, Alex, I think I remember what happened on Monday night.
Okay.
So.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, you remember?
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah, I don't know how I forgot.
Do you want me to say?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Because, I mean, yeah.
Okay, we were planning, me and my fiance and a couple of our friends from the school here, a couple other couples and some other people. Well, we're in OKC, and they have an NBA team.
If they you do? Don't know. Oh, the Supersonics.
Yep, the Supersonic Thunder Boys. And so we went to watch the Thunder. They were playing the Clippers. Pretty cheap tickets. Got to see James Harden. But we decided to go, so we went. It was a fun time. She had never been to a game before. This was my second Thunder game. Well, I've been here. And first time I got to see LeBron, you were with me.
Yes. Yeah. That was a fun time.
But your dad took us, didn't he?
LeBron. Yes, he did. Thank you, Dad.
That was awesome.
That was a fun time.
Thank you, Mr. Del Cid. Anyway, so we go to the game, having a great time. And it was a lot of fun. I can't believe I forgot about it. Good win for the Thunder. Entertaining game.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
So Trent was already planning on going, and I knew that. And so I was like, oh, that's fun for him. And you know, I didn't get the invite. No, no, it's a group that he was in. Some other group. So, I was just minding my own, and I just got back from work, and I just pulled in. I picked up some dinner at the school cafeteria, and I just finished eating, and I just pulled in after work, and I parked my car, and as soon as I did that, I got a call from one of my roommates. He's like, hey, I have an extra ticket to go to the Thunder game. You want to go? And I was like, okay. He's like, we're leaving right now. And so in my work clothes and all, I just hopped in his car and we drove. It's only like a 15-minute drive.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So we went and we went to the Thunder game. And so it was fun that Trent was there. I didn't even tell him.
I had no idea he was even there until I did.
Yeah, until I think someone had posted something.
Yeah, I saw a picture that someone took a B-reel of him, if you all know what that is. And so the person sitting next to my fiance, Celia, showed me. And I was like, Alex is at a Thunder? What? And so I texted him. I said, did I call you first or text you? I called you. I called him. I said, what in the world? Where are you at? Turns out he was directly across from us in the arena, and the Canadian flag hanging from the ceiling blocked our views.
Oh, yeah. So, another reason? Never mind.
So, we couldn't see each other. The Canadians got in the way. Ah, those pesky Canadians always getting in the way.
Yeah, I had a good time at the game. It was fun. Got to meet one of their,
the players.
What do you call them? No. What do you call those guys? The hype people.
Oh, I didn't know at first if they were supposed to be there. I just saw this guy going crazy. I'm like, oh man, he is a super fan or something. Are you talking about like the guy?
Yeah.
Like the, yeah. And I was like, I did not have any idea if he was supposed to be there or if he was just having a good time.
Yeah, he was a few sections down, but he saw how much crazy. I was probably doing a little bit more crazy stuff than he was. And so he made his way over. He came over to us.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, Q. That's what he's called.
Okay.
He's in his 8th season there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he speak highly of your cheering?
He said, man, your energy is much appreciated.
Ooh, so said, okay.
Yeah.
You weren't even wearing Thunder gear, were you?
Nope.
That's funny.
I was wearing a church camp shirt.
Yeah. Tucked in, of course.
Of course not.
Alexander.
Whatever the Thunder
gear. That's why you sat behind the flag. You don't want me to see you.
Yeah.
How come every episode I talk about you not being tucked in some way or the other?
I don't know. It's a bad habit.
Well, okay. Yeah, it was a good time. I found myself cheering for James Harden more than I cheered for the Thunder, I think.
Yeah, I had a funny thing going on with the people around me. Like, there's a lot of people around me that were just kept looking back at me, kind of laughing at the things. Because, like something would happen, and it'd be really silent, and the other team scored.
Yeah.
You know, they're all Thunder fans. Other team scored. After a couple seconds, it's pretty silent. I go, yeah, and what? And they just look at me. I go, hey, I'm just cheering for the ball. I love basketball. Just cheer for the ball, man.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were a little annoyed.
I don't know. This is one older lady.
Yeah.
She like would always look at me, and she'd point at me. And so I went down, and I talked to her for a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. She won the tickets.
Whoa.
Yeah.
From what?
From her work.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So.
And you, on a whim, went there. The Lord gave her tickets. The Lord had a person call you and had you two meet.
Yeah. I got to tell her a little about where I go to school.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really cool.
Go to school. Yeah. So.
Really cool.
Yeah. And that's a fun time. Yeah. I always love going to Thunder game.
Yeah.
Always good.
I saw you at the end when we're exiting the building. Yes. I saw him. We rubbed shoulders.
A little bit.
We bumped, set, and we spiked.
In a basketball game.
Yes. And
never seen it before.
It's good.
A little interesting thing that happened before we got there is we got pulled over in the car.
What?
But in a really unusual way.
Okay, tell me about it.
So my roommate, who's listening to this, I promise, is probably like, oh, here we go, because he's the one that was driving.
Are you ready for it?
And so we're going, and we're at this light, which I did not know was a light. But I'm sitting in the back. Everyone else didn't know it was a light. And, you know, we're all like, turn left, because we're waiting for cars.
Yeah.
It's like a two-way kind of thing, and okay. We're trying to get to the left.
Okay.
We're just like, okay, we have an opening, go. And so he goes, and then this cop comes out of nowhere, like on foot, with this little like lightsaber thingy.
What?
And he goes, and it kind of stops us. He like puts it out in front of him, and then he walks up to the driver's seat, driver door, taps on the window, like points at somewhere for him to park. Like, is that, okay. I thought he was like,
what?
I thought he was like telling us where to park. I was like, oh, that was really nice. And then he like puts us there, and then he rolls out the window. He says, you want to tell me why you ran a red light? We're like, for me, I was like, there was a light. And everyone else was like, there's a light. And then my roommate, you know, he's talking to him. Be respectful, of course. And
yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, that was just super, super, super interesting.
Whoa, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. Pretty intense guy, too.
He's like a Canadian Mountie, but he was dismounted.
Yeah, he's just on foot.
The Canadians are really coming into this episode.
It's a Canadian
invasion.
Yes.
Canadian invasion. Can we name the episode Canadian Invasion?
Maybe.
If we continue speaking of them?
Only if.
Only then.
And so, yeah, it's really interesting. We didn't get any ticket or anything, but.
Oh, that's a blessing.
I asked my roommate afterwards. I was like, did you know it was red light? He goes, yeah.
He's the only one.
Yeah, seriously.
But you were telling him to go. You say, go, go, go. He's like, okay, it's red, but okay.
Yeah, I thought it was.
So really, you should have taken the blame. He said
he knew what he was doing, so.
Okay. Anyway. Like, I was fully aware of my choices.
No, but and we forgive you.
And we, yes. Me and Alex forgive you.
Yes. Here at Tuck the T Studios, we have forgiveness for you.
We believe in forgiveness taught in the Bible. Alex, I ran into a police this week. Oddly enough, I met the same police twice this week.
Really?
Yep.
Tell me where.
This is weird coincidence that we both ran into police. Okay, you ready for this? This is a lot of story time this episode.
I think that's what people like.
All right, well, we're going to keep going with it. I'm sitting at work. All right, Thursday. It's Thursday. Around 3 p.m. Trent Potter is sitting at his desk doing normal work.
Keyboard sounds.
Next thing that he knows, he gets a call. From a man in his dorm. Hey, Trent. I just got T-boned.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Do you think you can come get me a ride?
Yeah, I'm okay. Okay, tell me where you are.
I'm on. Okay, yeah, I'll be there. Okay, thanks, bye. Trent Potter then rushes to his boss to ask if he can go. Hey, boss.
Yes?
Could, man, a guy in my dorm just got hit, T-bone. He's okay, but he needs a ride. Is it okay if I go? Yeah, that should be fine. Yeah, that's okay. All right, I don't think it'll be long. Okay, cool. Boom. Trent Potter then... Nope, not yet.
Oh.
Trent Potter then runs back to his desk. goes to the time clock, puts himself on lunch, quickly grabs his backpack, and rushes out of the office. Oh, wait. Leaves his backpack and rushes out of the office. He drives to the location after some miscommunication with his GPS. When he gets there, he parks in a Red Lobster parking lot. Make the lobster pinching.
Lobster.
What he sees leaves him in horror. You know, I was there, and I pulled up, and the next thing that I know, I see, well, I see two cars, and they're mangled. Actually, no, not mangled. They're disfigured. Couldn't even tell if they were a car anymore. That's not true. Real testimonial by Trent.
Of the ages.
Okay, I'll stop doing that format. I'll stop doing that. Okay, but so I get there, and what's happening right now?
Of the ages.
He's laughing, folks. He's laughing. Okay, so I get there. I park across the street because it happened in the middle of the... So, you know the road, but one, there's two lanes going this way, big old grass median, two lanes going the other way.
Yes.
So he's trying to cross. So he was at the middle in between the grass. That's where he got hit. He got hit right driver's side passenger door, like bad. Like, I kept saying like there, sorry. He gets hit. I believe the guy was going over 50.
Wow.
And
wow,
so
wow,
the other wow. guy's truck crunched to the front, his truck crunched in the middle.
Oh.
But no one was hurt. Praise the Lord. Everyone that was okay. So I walked up. Just keep this in mind. I'm in a full suit and tie because I just came from work. And so, I mean, both of them, very casual dress. And I just come up strolling in my suit and tie. And I'm like, what happened here? No. So I walk up and the other guy just looks at me weird. And Wesley goes, hey, Trent. Oh, I just name dropped him. Sorry. But he goes, hey, Trent. And so, you know, we're waiting. We're like, okay, I'm sure the police will be here soon. I was thinking he had already had, you know, police had come and everything was done. But so I get there. And so we're waiting together. And, you know, the fire truck eventually shows up. And he's like, well, actually, this fire truck isn't in commission anymore, but I can block traffic. Okay. So he blocks traffic. We call, like, the police have been called. But they didn't have anyone available. And since there's no one seriously hurt or anything, they were like, well, we'll send you the next available unit. Alex, I'll tell you what. We waited there for about an hour and a half for the police to show up, which is almost as bad as your visit in the emergency room. Or is it urgent care?
Urgent care.
Emergency care for urgent
people.
Emergencies. Urgent emergencies. You know, they're all urgent. So we're waiting. Police finally get there. You know, this lady cop, she comes out. Everything's good, taken care of. Boom. All good. Tow truck comes. Really nice guy. I got to ride with him in the cab, show him back to campus where to put the truck. Really nice guy. He's a Muslim man named Mustafa. And so we got to talk a lot. Real nice guy. Got to kind of, when we got to the school, the dean of men here was able to talk with him too. Really got a good connection with him. And so, yeah, really good connection. Got to witness to him and invite him to church and stuff. And the cool part about that is that he wasn't even there to pick up this guy's truck. He was there to pick up the other guy's truck, but someone from the same company got there first. So he showed up and just towed the guy's truck that I was there for.
Oh, cool.
And so it wasn't even supposed to work like that, but the Lord had that planned. So waited, boom, all that took place. I did not get back to work on time like I thought I would. In fact, I did not get back till around 6. So I was there for about 2.5-3 hours doing stuff.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, that's what happens. I took him to the urgent or the ER later that night because he had actually broken a rib in the crash, which he didn't realize till later.
Oh, wow.
And so later that night, I took him to the ER. And remember last time I went to the ER with someone, they had me like grab a needle. And
yes, you were employed.
Yeah, so this time it happened again. I was just sitting there doing homework and he goes, hey, go over to that monitor and push that button. I said, okay. So I got up and I was like, which one? He's like, over. I'm like, you should be more specific than just saying a little more right. Cause I'm just like, he's like right there. I'm like right here. He goes, yeah, sure. Okay. So I'm like pressing, nothing's happening. And then it finally worked. It was just a blood pressure machine. But
okay.
I was like, whew, we did that.
Okay. Well, at this point you have a resume where you could put down your medical experience.
I think so. I've been urgent care, I've been ER, you know, we've done it all. So I'm practically a practicing nurse.
Yes. You should buy some scrubs.
You know, I prefer to not wear those normally, unless I'm in my job.
For pajamas. I wear them to sleep.
For PJs.
Yes.
So that happened. Then I met that same police officer. That lady was at Walmart the other night when I went to Walmart. I didn't talk to her, but I saw her. I said, I literally saw her 2 days ago.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
There's that. Around the same area? That was,
Around the same area?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, that was a long story. Sorry about that. Hope it was okay to listen to. But yeah, kind of crazy week.
It was full.
Packed to the brim.
All right. Well, do you think it's maybe about time to get into some...
I think we're good to go now.
Yeah, we are three. Oh, you said we're good to go?
Yeah.
So you're saying we've been silent for the past couple seconds? Okay.
All right. Oh my goodness, this is so funny.
What's so funny? All right, are you reading the first one?
Which one are you thinking is the first one?
From my boy Ivan.
Yeah, okay, I'll read it. All right, this is from our good friend Ivan. Hi, Ivan.
Sup, dude?
Okay, he says this is a real quote from episode 21 of Alex immensely tripping out. So this is the quote. I'm like fake sleeping and I hear my roommate because that mom, the last morn, what in the world am I saying? The night right before I went to sleep, before this, it says Trent, huh?
Wow. Why do people listen to this?
Did I say huh? I probably did, huh?
this is the worst. I feel awful.
Oh, I'm going to reply to him right now. I'm going to hit one of those things. So true. Send.
Dude, what?
We should respond to people. Why don't we ever write emails back? Why don't we? Sorry about that, everybody.
Sorry now, shall we?
Yeah, we're doing that now.
Okay.
I just responded, so you're welcome, Ivan.
Sweetness. All right, this one comes... Oh, this is a good one. All right. This one comes from J Money, as he signs it. Also known as Joel, who has written before, good friend of the pod. Says, hello, T-Tuckers. Just wanted to let y'all know to keep up the good work with the pod. Never a boring week yet, which is impressive for 21 episodes. Really enjoyed the thought of the week at the end and look forward to however long y'all plan to do this. Is a good time filler while I'm driving? And...
That's all we are, a time filler.
We don't intend to add any value. it's a good, he says, and here is a picture of my mug in use.
Yes. Can I see?
Yes.
Oh, wait, I guess we can pull it up.
Yeah, you could pull it up yourself. And so he says, stay Narbis, champions. Wow. I like that. Stay Narbis. Put that on a mug.
Stay Narbis.
So he bought it from the, our merch, which... The shirts should be coming in apparently this week.
That would be so amazing.
They said, but also they also said it's supposed to come a while ago. So,
yep. But hey, no things are looking up. We're closer than we've ever been, people.
But he sends us a picture of that mug and him reading his Bible. So
that is amazing.
Looks like he's in John chapter number 10. I like that.
Yes. Let's read a verse.
But he that entereth in.
We looked at the exact same verse. I zoomed in on that verse.
Me too.
I was about to start reading. What in the world?
That'd have been awesome if you would have started reading at the same time.
Okay, you want to try it?
Do another one?
Okay, another verse. Wait. Okay.
One, two, three.
Okay, just go.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life. The sheep.
That's good.
And that's what Jesus did for us.
You read the one that was starred.
Yeah. I'm star kind of guy.
Yeah, you are. Okay, you are the star of the show.
Actually, I didn't have Sprite. I had Starry.
Oh.
That reminds me.
All right, you want to... Well, thank you, Joel. We'll respond to you in good time.
Right now, I will.
I'll read the next one here from a guy who is new to this fan mail, Josiah. All right, Josiah. That's the name of my cousin. This isn't my cousin, but that's his name. But this is a different Josiah. He says, love the podcast, folks. Stay tucked. I feel like that should be in an accent, huh? He says, hi, y'all. Love the podcast, folks. Stay tucked. Says, P.S. Would I be able to get the sound clips that you use for the end of the podcast? Sincerely, Joe.
Absolutely, Josiah.
Does he mean like the thank you for listening to our podcast?
Really appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. We'll send that to you.
Yeah, if you have it, you could just reply to him.
I'd have to look for it, okay. But I will get it to him.
All right. Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Thank you,
Josiah.
I promise we will get you that. And I mean, you can use it for an alarm, a ringtone. You can change the words if you want.
He's also become a patron too.
Yes, thank you. You want to give an update on that, or should we end?
Yes. So if you remember, well, we're not going to tell people how much we have.
Yes.
But I'll tell you guys get close. And like we said, if we get 5 by the end of the month, then we will make a video of us selling hot chocolate. Was that
something? It? Cookie dough, hot chocolate. I think it was hot chocolate. Yeah, hot chocolate. Something like that. Yeah, you said we'll do a hot chocolate stand.
Yeah, and however much money we make.
Yeah, we'll gift it for Christmas.
Yes.
Was that what it was?
To a rando.
To rando, probably the Podbean.
Yeah, we figured out today that we're on podbean.com.
Apparently that's a podcast website, and we're on it.
I don't know how.
So if you're that Podbean listener, let us know.
Yeah, we have a follower on there. It's pretty cool.
If you let us know, we'll give you an exclusive sticker.
All right. Is that it for...
Alex, I think we visited that Podbean website, didn't we?
Earlier?
Yeah. Didn't you ask it for something? Did you want to talk about that?
What?
The description? Was that on Podbean?
Oh, no. I asked an AI website.
Oh, that makes it even better.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So I asked popular AI website, ChatGPT. I said, tell me about the Tucked in Tea podcast. he says, or I don't know if it's a he, maybe it's she. ChatGPT says, the Tucked in Tea podcast is a lighthearted show featuring two Midwest hosts, Alex and Trent, who discuss a wide range of random, quirky topics. You know us. Their conversations are casual and family friendly, often delving into humorous personal antidotes. And yeah, is that how you say it? Antidotes. Anecdotes. Anecdotes is what the doctor gave me. And offbeat ideas. Episodes touch on everything from encounters with moose to strange experiments with pickling. I don't know where they got that. Often highlighting their unique humor. Hey!
Unique?
We have a unique humor.
Sure do.
And a dynamic chemistry, it says. Listeners can also support the pod through Patreon. That's funny. Where they share additional content. The show maintains a clean and approachable tone, making it suitable for all ages.
Wow, I picked that up. I like that.
Yeah, that's so cool. I'm so confused. Does this go through does it go through?
I mean, it got the information about a moose, but that could have been from the title.
Throw a moose out of an airplane.
Yeah, but how did it know about family friendly? Did it just assume?
Well, in our bio description.
Okay.
It says.
We should do an experiment.
What?
Sorry, you can continue.
What should we experiment?
Sorry. We should make like a new podcast. Not actually, but we should make a new, like a new podcast. What do you call that? Like, you know, like start a new one, put like some wild description that doesn't make any sense. Then ask ChatGPT about that and see what it says. Do you know what I'm saying? Or like if we switched our description for like a minute, just switched it up real quick to make it be something totally different and ask it again if it would say something totally different. Or if it would what?
That is insane. I just asked them.
You weren't listening. Okay.
No, I know what you said. You said,
nope. Have a crazy go ahead, read. Video. Read whatever you're doing.
I just.
Read it. Read it. It was a bad idea.
I just had something better.
Okay? It was a bad idea.
This is insane. Well, actually, I don't know how true. Anyway. I asked it to review the episodes.
Yeah.
And so it says, episode one. The hosts dive into Alex's feelings about Iowa while Trent humorously overuses the word ope.
Huh.
Number two, Baptist Elbow. That's a good title. recorded in Trent's hot car. Oh, that's not episode two. Anyway. This episode features Alex's recounting a hilarious handshake mishap, and Trent shares a story about grasshopper trouble. That's super funny.
Let me look on the podcast app right now and see if that matches.
Probably the description is what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Which at first, why I freaked out so bad is because I thought it actually listened to it.
Well, let's find out.
But surely, that's just...
Okay, episode two says...
No, not...
Oh. Wait.
Not episode two. It's Baptist Elbow, whichever one that is.
Oh. Oh, I was going to say, I didn't think that was episode two. Yeah. Yeah, it's just what it says in the description. Alex and Trent record in the heat of Trent's car. Alex chased an elderly woman's hand too hard. Trent has grasshopper problems. That's what it says. LaBelle James. That was episode 12, dude.
I have to feel... Wow. That's almost, 9 weeks ago?
Wow.
10 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Trent cries for Taffy. Man, I've got to say, some of our titles are not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
We've had some not good ones, too.
Well, I mean, do you want to do Locked In, Locked Out?
I think we might as well.
Okay. So we probably should.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I didn't get my locked in, but I did get locked out, unfortunately, by someone who has pink shoes.
Oh, yeah.
I feel bad about that. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. I didn't get confirmation. If I did, probably forgot because it was more than a week ago. So
it feels like so long
ago. It has been forever since I've sat across from you and talked into a microphone.
But I'm glad to be here today.
We are so glad to be here.
All right.
This week,
locked in is someone who has a green phone case.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
For me, my locked in is someone who exclusively uses pencils instead of pens. That's definitely a lock in for us, for the tucked in tea.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I think I'd prefer pencils.
Yeah?
But I don't often have them. Mechanical only.
Oft times, I have not a pencil. Okay, what's your locked out?
My locked out. The old,
get out of here.
Is someone... Oh, I just had it. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is.
Oh, found it.
No, I actually didn't find it. My lockdown is someone... Oh, who wears Velcro still.
Where?
Velcro shoes.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
That's locked out?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Alex, why are you locking me out? I have my Velcro dress shoes on right now. You know, if I buy shoes with laces, I automatically hot glue some Velcro strips on there. Because I'm all about that Velcro shoe. Not really.
I mean, it's probably more convenient.
But stylish? Maybe so.
The Crows.
There's some that have both. Some basketball shoes.
Oh, yeah. Maybe more ankle support, perhaps.
Yeah. I actually saw today.
I won't count those.
Stephen Curry came out with some new shoes that have Velcro and laces.
Oh, are you going to buy them?
No. Okay. My locked out this week. Okay. Okay. Let me think. Should have been thinking while Alex was thinking, but I wasn't. My locked out this week is someone who does not eat turkey on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Which in reality, that should be a next week one because it'll be Thanksgiving week. But we're going to start early. Be thankful, folks.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
There might be someone there. Might be some people.
Perhaps. I prefer ham, but I still eat turkey.
Okay.
Okay.
That is it.
There it was. Alex, we didn't even talk about our little...
Oh, yes. So I'm very unmusical. Trent, would you say that you have an ear for it?
I think I would have an ear for it, but I don't have the ability to perform it.
I see.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. You just never tapped into your potential, huh?
It's just not that. It's like someone who can watch sports and knows about sports, but they're just not going to be able to go out and play that sport, you know?
Yeah, okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, none of us know how to play an instrument. Trent took a couple years of piano.
I did.
I tried to teach myself piano, and I could kind of do chords and stuff like that, but not really. And so we were just walking around one day, just as we do sometimes,
you know, just meandering.
And we started to like kind of look for stuff to do besides walk around.
You know, I'm tired of walking around. We should walk to somewhere.
And we saw this place, super random museum. It was called the American Banjo Museum. What in the world? Why is there a museum only for banjos? Is what I asked myself.
You looked off in the distance as like I didn't know what was happening. He's laughing.
Yeah, and so we walked in there, and we were like, I don't want to pay for this, but let's see if it's free and see if we can get in kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so we walk in, and it was like $11 a person, which
yeah,
isn't horrible, but we just didn't want to. But she goes, actually, though, if you don't want to come in, that's fine. But over here to the side, we have some banjos and some videos that you can watch, and you can learn how to play. We're like, yeah, that's so cool. Thank you. And like, first of all, it was really nice. She didn't seem like the kind of lady that would, like, let us do that. And, like, it's super nice because, like, think about that. It's so loud to, like, yeah, just hear that. And she's only, like, 10, 15 feet away. So she would have to hear us if we were going to go play. And so I thought that was super nice. So thank you to her. I don't know her name, but.
Big thank you.
Yes. And so we went over there. We just started playing. And it was really fun.
It was a good time. Sorry, were you
gonna I can't say I didn't learn. I learned anything, but
yeah, we still had fun.
I still tickled the strings a little bit.
Yes, my fiance called me during it. Do you remember?
Oh yeah,
she called me, and so I answered, and I was playing the banjo. I was like, "Hey," and she goes, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I'm just playing the banjo," and she just busted out laughing because obviously I don't play the banjo ever. She thought it was funny that she called when we had happed upon a banjo museum. So it was quite funny.
And you wrote a song for her.
I sure did. I did actually, yeah. I did.
If only we could play it right now.
Yeah, that'd be nope. Please stop. Let's go into our spiritual talk. Alex, can I just ask you this? What did you preach on?
What did I preach on? Okay. So I preached it was 1 Corinthians 3, chapter 3,
yeah,
verse 8 through 15. It's just Paul talking to the members of the church there about building upon a foundation that's Jesus Christ and how they're building upon it and how they're acting there in the church, how they're serving in the church, and what they're building with. It kind of like almost really gives a picture of building, constructing, that kind of thing. And so he's saying that they could build with wood, hay, stubble, or gold and silver, precious stone. And one day, the day of judgment, we'll find out what sort that that work is.
It's good.
And so that's why I was just encouraging the church there that I was at, was that, hey, you're going to a good church here that's on the right foundation.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, the pastor, you know, yes, he's doing a great work, and he's the head of the church here, but he still needs members who are working towards, because really you guys are all working together. That's what Paul says in verse number 8, that they're all working together. He says that a few times, really, throughout the text. And he keeps saying that we're working together. Like, yeah, there's, you know, they were real separated. They really were. They were talking about, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos. Those were two different Christian workers, you might say. And so, you know, they were really trying to divide themselves. But that's just because they were really spiritually immature. They were not focused on it. But Paul says, look, I did some stuff, or I planted, Apollos watered, but it's the God that gave the increase. And right. So he's saying that, hey, we're all working together, and ultimately it's God that's really doing the work here. And that's really giving the increase. And so that's how we ought to work. And then I really focused on that the work that we're doing should have that eternal impact, because when it is tried by fire,
yes,
then we'll really figure out what sort it was.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people who are building great monuments up here on earth, but it's all wood, hay, stubble, and one day it really is just going to be nothing. And so I'll just let them know what they could do this week in their life, how they can have an eternal impact in the world, and whether that's witnessing or I mentioned how tithing gives your job an eternal impact.
Mm.
I heard that in a video. And so I really liked it. And so, yeah, because even when you tithe, no matter what, you know, your work might be something as boring as moving boxes, if you're tithing on that money that you make from it, then you're giving that job, you know, that eternal impact. And so, yeah, I just, that's kind of what I preach on. So, oopsie.
That's good. So instead of building a beautiful figure here on earth, it could be a bonfire in heaven.
Mm.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, word for word.
Perfect. Well, this week I gave a devotion. It's in the dorms. It was the message I'm planning to preach when I go on Thanksgiving break, but just obviously a very condensed version of it. But the main thing is just that there are times, it came from a psalm, and this just the thought that there are times in life where, you know, we're in the Lord's will, and we're doing what we're supposed to be doing as far as we know. It's not like we're living in disobedience to God, but then things come in and it seems like all of a sudden, like, God, where'd you go? And things happen and we think, Lord, you've turned your face. And the psalmist talks about how, you know, Lord, you've turned your face away from me. And then he cries out to God and God answers him and he comes back and blesses him. But he points out that one of the reasons for that was that God would get the glory from his life. And so just the thought of no matter what you're going through, you can be thankful and you can stick it out being faithful to the Lord, knowing that one reason specifically why this is happening is that the Lord can get the glory from it. And so it's just an encouraging thought. Obviously, things happen and it's hard. You know, things get tough. We can know that God knows and that he wants the glory from our lives. So we be faithful. And in the same psalm, it says, how's it worded? Now I'm not going to be able to say it. Weeping endureth for the night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that verse. So it may seem like we're going through something, but joy is going to come in the morning. So stay faithful.
I like that. That's very good.
Yeah.
That's very good.
I think I see Narbis speaking out of his shell.
Oh, give us a saying.
A little saying here. Oh, he's laughing. I don't know what he's laughing at, but he's laughing. Okay, he says this. Studies show that a single McDonald's beef patty can contain meat from up to how many different cows do you think, Alex?
15.
100.
Goodness.
Yep. Studies show that a single McDonald's beef patty can contain meat from up to 100 different cows. More on this in sports after the break.
You have mystery meat in your food.
Is this a commercial now?
Get rid of that.
What a tactic. They scare people with the news and then hit up a commercial directly after.
Yes.
Wow. We should make a commercial for Tucked in Tea. I don't know what it'd be about, but
it'd be like,
How much for a billboard, Alex?
Kids are being influenced heavily by foul language.
This podcast and this podcast.
And this by all sorts of podcasts. And afterwards goes, hey, are you tired of your kids listening to foul language?
Hey.
Hey, I'm Trent.
I'm Alex.
And, oh, wait, no, I'm Alex.
I'm Trent.
Ha ha ha. Anyway.
He's laughing.
You might wonder, why is my shirt tucked in? Are you wondering that?
Were you?
Well, I just want to let you know that you can listen to our podcast every Monday, sometimes Tuesday night. everywhere podcasts are sold.
Even Beanpod. Or Podbean. Podbean. Yep.
You can listen to it in Canada.
Sweet.
You can listen to it in Uruguay.
In Paraguay.
And yes. Even I like how close they are.
Paragliding.
Or you're gliding.
Well, you know, folks, this week, just go ahead and encourage others to join the Patreon so we can do that big cash Christmas money giveaway.
Yes, yes, yes.
Which it probably won't be very much, but it could be a lot. You never know.
We might meet some generous people. Okay.
Right. Yep, yep. All right. Stay tuned in on the Patreon, on the Instagram. Trying to get more content out. We'll keep you updated with merch and whatnot.
We're working on a new mode for that.
Yeah, a new medium.
Yeah, because we're not doing the same mistake. Fool me once.
Shame on me.
Fool me twice. No, shame on you.
Shame on you.
Fool me what? Oh, my goodness. Fool me twice.
Doesn't happen.
Okay, I also just want to end with that quote that I said there.
Okay.
That was sent in on the fan mail. Because I've been thinking about that the whole time. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
I haven't been able to stop. It's kind of been haunting me. I'm not going to lie. He says, I'm like fake sleeping. And I hear my parent, I hear my roommate. I hear my roommate because that more, the last more, what in the world am I saying? The night right before I went to sleep before this.
Direct quote.
Yeah.
That was a lot of effort typing that out, I bet.
Yeah. It probably was hurt his brain a little bit.
Thanks for doing that.
Seriously. All right. Well, we're different.
Stay different.
Stay tucked.
And good week to you. Thanks for being patient and waiting until Tuesday.
It'll be a roller coaster.
Bye.
We really appreciate it, and we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday, that's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea Podcast.